USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says his people are closing in on a deal with Congress to get more help to small businesses that are hurt by the coronavirus pandemic.
We're continuing to negotiate with the Democrats to get our great workers and small businesses all over the country taken care of. I think we're getting close to a deal.
He says testing is ramping up.
We've done more testing than all of these countries combined: France, United Kingdom, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, India, Austria, and Australia, Sweden, and Canada.
He also says Vice President Pence will lead a call on Monday to talk to governors about what more needs to be done to fight the pandemic. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says President Trump has a clear choice when it comes to his hometown.
Mr. Trump, Mr. President, are you going to save New York City or are you telling New York City to drop dead? Which one is it?
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The U.S. Surgeon General says reopening the country in phases is the best way to go. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott issued 3 executive orders on Friday that outline how the state will reopen amid the coronavirus pandemic. The governor says the state will reopen in phases, and according to Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams, that's exactly what the White House is hoping for.
President was clear yesterday on the phone call with governors, and I was on this call, that we are not going to tell these states they're open. It's got to be at a comfort level with the governors, with their health care systems and their public health systems, and with the people of their state. So just to be honest with you, I don't want to say a state is ready because I don't want to put them on the spot, and I don't want to say a number of states are ready. The thing I'm most concerned about as a public health professional is that I want to make sure each of these states is looking at their public health capacity and understands that they've got testing in place and that they've got the ability to contact trace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
People are remembering a dark day in American history. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Until 9/11, it was the deadliest domestic terrorism incident in U.S. history. It's the 25th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people and injured nearly 700 others. A rental truck filled with explosives was detonated outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in O.C., and the blast destroyed or damaged more than 300 buildings within a 16-block radius. Former U.S. Army soldiers Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, convicted of the attack, both had ties to right-wing extremist groups. McVeigh claimed that he targeted that building to avenge the raid on the compound of a Branch Davidian religious sect in Waco, Texas, which had happened 2 years prior.
Pope Francis left the Vatican to call for equality. USA's John Hunt has more.
Pope Francis is urging the faithful to use the coronavirus pandemic's time of trial to prepare a future where inequalities are abolished and the poorest are no longer left behind. Francis traveled a few blocks outside the Vatican walls to celebrate Mass at a nearby church to march a special feast day dedicated to mercy. Only a few priests were in the pews, given Italy's strict virus lockdown. Francis said the grave global toll of the pandemic has reminded the world that there are no borders between those who suffer, no differences in nationalities among those who are struck or spared. He said, "We are all frail, all equal, and all precious."
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.